This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Is Free Talk Live, and you are welcome to join us here. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and the Skype username that allow you to get in touch with us about whatever it is that happens to be on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Conan.
Conan, it's your birthday today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's your birthday.
To you.
Happy birthday.
You are such a dedicated activist that you spent your birthday...
Yeah.
All day from morning till sunset.
Yeah, we just got back pretty much.
At the State House. Not the most exciting of birthdays
it
in your
was,
history.
It was incredibly boring, yeah. But at the same time, enlightening.
We'll talk more about that. I've got all the paperwork here from what we did today at the State House here in Concord, addressing a variety of different issues in front of a number of different hearings of various committees and such. Johnny Ray, I don't think you would be able to handle this.
Not on my birthday.
You take your little game machine with you.
Given your apolitical nature. So we'll get into all that. Plus, Arcade City is making headlines, and digital junkies suffering from infomania. Are you one of them? I might very well be.
I think I am.
We'll tell you more about that here in moments. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. We're going to go to the phones and to the phone because you can bring up anything you want. We'll start out with Billy. He's in North Carolina. Billy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Conan.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Hey, Billy, what's on your mind?
In a church by where I live, has recently, beginning of December, they raised the Christian flag over an American flag. And
the Christian flag?
Yeah, the Christian flag over an American flag.
Okay. I don't even know what the Christian flag is.
Yeah, so I'm a Christian, and I didn't even know there was a Christian flag, honestly.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look into that. So what about it?
So... to me, it states in the flag code, I'm going to sound geeky for a minute, but in the flag code, it states that no flag shall ever be over an American flag in any sort of manner unless you're distressed.
So the Christian flag, according to Google, is a white flag with a blue, like a quarter of the flag is a blue corner on the top left with a red cross in it?
Yes.
Is that what we're talking about here?
Yes.
Okay.
I was wondering what you guys think. Do you guys think any flag should be over an American flag?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What about you guys?
Sure. I don't get too wrapped around the axle with the rules and like you said, Billy, flag code.
Yeah.
I don't think it's good to worship symbols. And for a Christian, I think you've got to value... you've got to value your Christianity higher than your Americanism. Yeah.
Totally agree with that.
Yeah, unto God. I mean, you got to decide who you're actually have faith in, who you're actually following, who you're actually giving your time and your money to, and it should be the church first, and your community and whatnot later.
I am a Christian. I love God, but I mean, other churches they have two flagpoles. If they want to show their roots. Place, but I mean, I guess it's just a hard topic to battle.
Well, I think that Johnny Ray is right on this, that ultimately God should be, for a Christian, God should be the first and most foremost thing of importance to them, and the state should not have the same level with them as God. And there are a lot of churches who have it backwards, where they will worship the state. And he just dropped off the line, thanks for the call, where they will worship the state. And I think that's basically idolatry, you know.
Correct.
If you are a Christian, you should have the belief that you are not supposed to worship idols. God in the Bible didn't really like that very much. And
of course, you could say that the flag, the church flag, is a form of idolatry.
You could also argue that as well. Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not saying that I would fly either one of those flags. I wouldn't. But ultimately, it certainly doesn't offend me. And I never agreed to a flag code. I don't know what the flag code says. I've never read it. I've heard rumors about it. Something about you got to light the flag at night. You can't set it on fire. You got to fold it up or whatever. I don't know.
You guys
were in the military. Didn't they teach you this flag stuff?
As far as God, Country, Corps. That's the hierarchy.
Two flags on a pole, I'm not sure what the rules. This one, I'm looking at some rule. When flags of two nations are displayed, they are to be flown from separate staffs of the same height. The flag should be approximately equal size. International usage forbids display of the flag of one nation above that of another nation at the same time.
There's international
flag.
There's international flag code.
This is not a national flag. It's a Christian flag.
That's true.
I think it sets a good example of where these people stand. That they're not going. This is who they adhere to first. You know, their Christian beliefs. You know, whether they want, you know, whatever their beliefs are. I mean, what if it was a pagan flag? What if it was a Wiccan flag above the American? I don't know. That would be an interesting.
That would be
an interesting combination to see. But yeah, anyone who adheres to, you know, which stops what they're doing and adheres to flag law, has already fallen into a pit that I don't want to have anything to do with.
So this show is brought to you by the Shire Free Church, and one of the reasons why the Shire Free Church was created was out of frustration with other churches who have sort of become, for lack of a better term, state churches. These are organizations who, when they founded themselves, they went ahead and just jumped through the state's hoops. Like, oh, well, we want to have a church, so what do we have to do by the state's rules to create the church? And there's a free church movement that argues that any self-respecting church should not bow down to the state. That essentially, you know, if you are going to create a church, then you should just create your church and not ask the state's permission to have a church, not jump through whatever arbitrary hoops, because then you're putting your church and God or whatever God you believe in underneath the state. And ultimately, if you believe in, let's say, the Christian God, then you would have to believe that God created man and then man created the state. So how, therefore, could the state be higher up in your mind than God? So there's
Ian, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Yes, exactly.
But no one's going to sit there and agree with us that the patriotism of American the patriotism that we are inundated with every day is become a religion. You know, and you really have to have faith in it and bow down to it and give your tithes every month or year or whenever.
You said it's become a religion. Do you feel like there was a time when it wasn't?
Yeah, when the Christian religion was probably a little more in your face, which is, you know, when it led the day,
as opposed to the state. Okay, I see what you're saying.
And I'm saying that over the years,
when the Catholic Church owned all this land and whatever that kind of time frame.
Well, even in early American colonial times, mm-hmm. I think that the Christian religion was so strong that that was really what ruled the day. Mm-hmm. And this was really what the communities based their daily lives on. And, you know, if you wanted help, you know, the welfare state was, you know, handled by a lot of the religious groups. And that slowly started to become government's job. And now no one needs religion any longer, because if you're falling on hard times, you don't go to the church.
You go
talk to Big Daddy government and you know, get your hand out.
I think the state and government both kind of came out of the same needs, a desire for people to just say, can't somebody else do it?
Mm-hmm.
And desire to
can't someone else take care of me?
Yeah, and guide me and command me.
And tell me what to do, because I'm stupid and, you know, and there are people like that who just can't make decisions on their own and they need somebody. They really need someone to tell them what to do. Otherwise, they're going to just sit there and twiddle their thumbs all day long.
And the parallels are really striking. I mean, if you look at old religion, the Catholic Church, for instance, Protestantism, they had huge swaths of land under their control, and they would use their religion to control people, to tell people what to do. They would use God as the excuse for telling people what to do.
And to go conquer new lands and new peoples.
And now it's the state that is using this idea of the state, which really doesn't differ that much from God in a lot of ways. It's sort of this thing that's out there that doesn't really have any actual real form, but yet people believe in it, and some people even identify themselves as it. Like the prosecutor in a case will call themselves the state, mm-hmm. even though they're just a human being. We'll continue, though. 855-450-FREE. You can join us.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You may dial toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Are you a modern digital junkie? suffering from what they're calling infomania. We'll talk more about that. You can also bring up whatever happens to be on your mind, and you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Say you want to save 20% on your next purchase through Amazon. Well, here's how you do it. You go to saveitpurse.com, saveitpurse.com, and get signed up. You sign up through that link, Free Talk Live. We'll get a very small portion of your future purchases, and they can't cut us much more than a very small portion because there's not much of a margin here with saveitpurse.com, given that you're shaving 20% off of your next Amazon purchase. You can do more than that, too. Now, your first purchase, I think, has to be like no more than 20%, but then once you buy your first item through saveitpurse.com, it opens you up to, I believe, up to 50% off. I've gotten as much as 45% off. My most recent discount, I put a cell phone up there at 30%. It didn't go quite as quickly as I wanted it to, so I dropped it to 25%, and it went within just a few hours. And so I got 25% off my new cell phone, which is pretty sweet. You can do that, too. Just go to saveitpurse.com. The catch is you have to use Bitcoin. You know, the dead currency that crowing about how it's over, Bitcoin is dead. Well, you can still save
ding
big time.
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Yeah, you can save big time with Bitcoin. So just go to saveitpurse.com and get started there. It's Ian, Johnny Ray, and Conan in the studio here. We've been discussing flags. I had a gentleman call in the very beginning of the show talking about a Christian church flying a Christian flag on top of or higher up than a United States flag, and was wondering what we thought about that. Of course, we're all fine with it because, well, you know, it's the state. Why would anybody want to worship the state? If you've got a flag and you're flying it higher than the state's flag, I think that's a completely fine thing to do. But I understand why some people would be upset by it, because they are in the church of the state. The people who look at, you know, a Christian flag flying above the American flag and get upset are clearly members of the Church of the State. People who worship the state, whether they realize that they are or not, is another question.
Yeah, Conan, you kind of alluded to that before, and I agree with you that these people wouldn't agree that they are worshiping the state. But what else?
As they pledge allegiance, stand in unison, and speak, you know, this basically a chant together with one another.
Exactly. And the taxation, the money that they give up just in order to live here.
Or send their sons and daughters overseas to fight wars that they really don't understand how they even were started in the first place.
Yeah, what else?
And then feel good about it, patriotic about it.
What's the difference between a man in a uniform telling you what to do and a man in a robe telling you what to do? I guess the state has men in robes, too. So I was thinking of the church when I was thinking of man in a robe.
When they take your money in taxes, they're taking your life.
Taking your tithes. It's
bigger than a tithe. The tithe was, what, classically 10%?
10%.
Right. And taxes are about, for the average person, about 50%.
When you add them all up together, I mean, I think the income...
Here in the land of the free, anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
It's half what you make.
Let's go to Charlie. He's on the line in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Good evening, Ian, and happy birthday, Conan.
Thank you, sir.
I just want to make a couple of quick comments. I hear the quote, Romans 13, render under Caesar the things that are Caesar, and under God the things that are God.
Uh-huh.
The thing I don't hear is when people talk about the United States, it is supposed to be of, by, and for the people, not the politicians, not the corporations, but the people. But they have lost control. When the people that are supposed to be politicians, they're supposed to be our representatives, have a single-digit approval rating, something is wrong. Now you tell me where I can get a job where I can have a single-digit approval rating, I'll be real happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you could have that job, but no one's going to come buy anything from you. They're not going to, you know.
Well, no, you can
go. You're going to go out of business overnight.
You have to be a politician.
And you know what? They haven't lost control either. They are in control because people keep voting for them. They seem like they're in pretty much control to me.
They don't vote. That's the problem. A small percentage of the people that are registered actually select our leaders.
Absolutely true. And I don't like to consider them leaders because I wouldn't do anything that those people told me to do. And generally, a leader is someone who sets an example. And certainly, no one sane would want to follow the example of these politicians. I mean, they are lying, cheating, thieving scum.
They have a monopoly on the use of force.
Sure do, Charlie. Thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I think it's Charlie brought up a great point about democracy itself. I encourage everybody to think about the fact that our leaders, Ian, the winners of our political contests. Those are people who have been endorsed by a subset of people.
That's right. The voters, you mean the people who voted for them?
Yeah, so many people are excluded from the rolls, and the folks who determine who the president of the United States is not a majority of the people. It's always a minority.
Because most people don't even vote, from what I understand. During a presidential race, they get close to, I think, a majority of registered voters. I think majority of registered voters vote in a presidential race, but that's still not everyone in the United States, because not everyone's registered to vote. And so only about half of the people who are voting in the election are the ones who are voting to vote someone in. So, yeah, you're talking about probably less than a quarter of the country.
And it's not as simple when you're arranging your affairs as a civilization. You can't just say, well, one man, one vote, democracy, freedom, because the devil is in the details, Ian. Mm-hmm. You know, who gets to vote? Where do they vote? All of this stuff. If you want to really have some kind of informed influence on the democratic process, you got to devote your whole life to it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we see that. We saw that today. Conan was at the State House with Daryl and I for his first time. Daryl and I have been there countless times. And trying to change just the smallest thing about government can be an arduous
task. Yeah, we were just working on, like, amendments. You know, I don't think there was any new bill. There were amendments to older bills, so, like, changing a sentence here or there.
Well, okay, so what we were looking at today were several different pieces of new legislation that modify statutes that are already on the books.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, for instance, was actually proposing to strike some existing statutes, to actually completely eliminate them. So there was some of that going on, and others were modifying one sentence to a different sentence. And, you know, it's this constant struggle within the political system, and I don't blame anyone for being frustrated by it and not wanting to deal with it. I don't blame anyone at all. I wouldn't blame you, Conan, if you never wanted to go back to the State House.
I never want to go back.
Though I think you did a good job today.
It was fun, you know, walking into meetings, committees, and just seeing what the title was on the board and say, hey, that's something that interests me. Going in there, I was like, all right, this is where they stand. I'm against that, so I'm going to devise an argument and let these people know, you know, where the truth lies.
And if it weren't for you and I today and Daryl, there might not have been anyone taking a pro-liberty stance on some of these issues. It's really that wide open of a situation where more people really do need to move here as part of the Free State Project and get involved. But Johnny Ray might disagree.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Conan.
Coming up, we'll hit up the game of the week. We got a couple of them for you. And also, still to come, Infomania. Digital junkies. Are you one of them? I might be.
Is this someone who's just downloading a new app every single day, plays it for a minute, and then...
I don't know. We'll tell you about it, Conan. Hold on. Right now, though, we're talking about our experience today. Conan goes to Concord.
Pops his legislative cherry.
Yeah.
The State House.
And it was an interesting day, and there's always something going on over there that is usually of interest on a Tuesday. This is the day of the week where they have the most hearings, these public hearings. And
a lot of them pertain to things that I was particularly interested in, Daryl and I.
That's right.
Stuff that we've been working on for a good while. And we actually ran into one that we didn't realize was taking place. The sponsor didn't even know about it.
He just found out about it.
They
moved it on the schedule or something like that. Anyway, the some of the stuff we came across today included three different cannabis legalization bills today. So, you know, this is a good thing, right? You've got multiple proposals to legalize
cannabis.
Wrong. Well, what do you mean wrong?
One of them is a decriminalized, which I liked. The other ones were legalized and then taxed the heck out of.
Yeah, well, okay, so what's wrong, Johnny Ray? Go ahead, before we get into the details here.
You're going to replace what we have now, which is... Now, I'm not a drug dealer, so I don't know the risks involved in selling marijuana.
Okay.
But I feel like we've got a situation where marijuana is de facto legal. and de jure illegal. So it's against the law, but people do it and they get away with it.
Well, not everybody. I mean, if you've been in district court enough times, you've seen plenty of people who didn't get away with it.
And
I've been in jail with them.
Yep, that's true. That's true. You are right.
You got thousands of people. You look at Oregon, for instance, and they ran the numbers, or Washington State, I think it was. They looked at the numbers of police arrests for just simple possession of marijuana from before and after the legalization came into status. Because I guess there's still some sort of amount that you can get arrested for there, from what, if I'm recalling correctly, like ounces or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And so it went down from thousands to like a dozen arrests in a year. So there was a huge difference in the amount of people that had, you know, been put in handcuffs, booked, taken down the station, and booked from 1 year to the next, from when it was illegal to when it was legal. So while it's certainly true that in our daily lives we know people who are regular users of cannabis and they seem to get away with it, it's just one wrong turn in a, you know, at a stoplight or whatever, you know, before you get pulled over and then some cop spots a bag of weed. These things happen.
That's true. You're
so
right.
You can't dismiss the victims of the war on drugs, because they're real, they're out there, and it's hurting people.
So you're going to replace what we have now with ultimately either a state monopoly on the sale of marijuana or a state cartel, a state licensing cartel of weed dealers. And
so it's going from one group of criminals
to another.
So drug dealers, you know, working in between the lines, black market, to the state, who is going to have a complete monopoly on it. And they'll have all, but you know what, we're talking about weed.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is something that just grows so easily that everyone and their brother, sister is going to be growing it in their yard.
Well, that's true.
And no one's going to be able to do anything about it.
That's true.
It's the same way people are making their own beer and making their own alcohol and growing their own stuff. Yeah, because it's a lot harder than growing weed. Weed, you just throw out there.
That's true.
I mean, now if you're looking to grow the good stuff, then you might have to go through some extra hoops.
I remember in Florida, I used to just chuck my seeds out into the backyard, and then I had to mow them down because they were just popping up everywhere.
That's why they're called weeds.
But that's a good point, Conan. Like, in most legalization schemes, and I agree with you, Johnny Ray, I don't support the state having control over this plant. But, you know, even if you look at most of these legalization schemes, it is legal usually for someone to grow their own weed, which would, of course, take you out of the system, meaning that,
for example, tobacco. You could grow your own tobacco in the states. You just can't sell it.
In this case, it would take all those people out of the legal marketplace, because they'd be able to provide their own weed to themselves, and they wouldn't have to worry about cops kicking in their door and raiding their home, shooting their kids, shooting their dog, because they were growing some plants. So as far as comparing evils is concerned, legalization evil is way less, in my opinion, than the prohibition evil. I mean, because you got prohibition, we know what comes out of that. The state still enriches itself because they get thousands of dollars, you know, every day in courts across the state from these victims who have been arrested for having cannabis and other drugs. So there's plenty of money still coming into the state with or without the legalized status. If it's legal, however, the state still getting money, but they're not able to arrest people for it. So there's not that aspect of things. So, you know, I don't want to support legalization. And when I testify on these things, I tell these state reps, you know, I tell them the best situation that we could have would be to treat cannabis like other plants, meaning that there aren't regulations in New Hampshire about growing tomatoes, for instance. You just want to grow some tomatoes, grow some damn tomatoes. Go get the seeds, grow the tomatoes.
You know,
you can sell them down at the farmer's market.
One thing I'm fearful of is the revenue they're going to make off of the sales. And what I see is going to happen is they're going to fill a lot of revenue holes. A lot of holes that they've been struggling to fill for many years. And it's going to allow them to be able to stand up for another decade or two
in Colorado
before they run out of money again. I mean, we are almost
that's going to empower them to buy some more of these evil police body cams so that they can surveil you with greater power.
Well,
possibly, or they'll just throw it all at the school, all them stupid kids who are now there, instead of doing the heroin like they used to, now they're all just potheads again.
There's no doubt that giving the state millions of dollars in revenue from cannabis is a bad idea. I'll give you that. But on the other hand, well, the prohibition's worse.
Yeah. I mean,
there's no doubt that prohibition is worse. So it's important to have people going into these hearings and advocating a true pro-liberty position. And that's what I did today. There were three of these bills. Two of them were legalization schemes, like you're describing, Johnny Ray, where the state would control, the state would tax. But the third one, the one they heard later in the afternoon, the one that I went in to testify on, because I knew it was just going to be swamped all day, these cannabis hearings. The good thing is there's a lot of people that come out for them, so it's actually hard to
They were all at this meet at the committee. The rest of the building was empty.
Oh, yeah. The cannabis hearing was packed. So that's a good thing. It means people are active on this issue and that we are going to see some change coming at some point, although they've been working hard on this for a decade and still, you know, nothing has really moved forward except for medical. We do have medical here in New Hampshire, and it's finally, after 4 years, they're going to be opening the dispensary supposedly here in 2016. So the state moves slow. It's plotting. It's awful. It's terrible. But it is what it is. And so when I went and testified, I testified on a bill by Mike Sylvia. Now, Mike is a Free State Project early mover. He is in the Lakes region. He was elected. This is, I believe, his second term as a state representative. And Mike put forward, in my opinion, the best of the bills, because his does not call for a legalization scheme. His is basically, and when I was testifying, I said I didn't really know how to categorize this bill, because basically what it does is it'll legalize possession of up to 2 ounces of cannabis. So if you have more than 2 ounces, you still could be facing a misdemeanor charge, but up to 2 ounces, completely legal. Also, it would legalize growing up to 6 plants at a time. So it's not a legal.
I missed the first part. Growing 6 plants.
Up to 2 ounces.
Yes.
Up to 2 ounces.
Possession.
Up to 6 plants.
Okay.
Possession of those things would be completely legal. There would be no tax. There would be no regulatory scheme. There would be no bureaucracy. There would be none of that. So it's like decriminalization to the max, if you will, like in that there's no criminal penalty, so it's like completely decriminalized up to 2 ounces. Or you could look at it as repealing prohibition on possession of up to 2 ounces. But either way, it doesn't have what you were describing, which is that legalized taxing authority thing. And you know, I don't know if that means it's going to fail miserably. It might, because you know these politicians want to get that
tax. They want that money.
The ones that support legalization.
Wet their beaks.
Yeah. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-330-4028. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-330-4028. 800-330-4028. That's 800-330-4028.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm. We were discussing legalization versus just ending prohibition. That's the best option for whether it's weed or one of the other drugs. Ending prohibition, in my opinion, is the best choice because then you just let the market handle it. You let people buy and sell and manufacture and whatever way they want to, whatever way the market decides is appropriate. You don't have some bureaucrats getting in the way, setting some arbitrary rules, imposing a tax, and we can continue that discussion with you tonight. You've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Conan.
To the phones, to the fun, though. Let's talk first to Straight Razor in Texas, listening online on LRN.FM. Hello, Straight Razor.
Good evening, gentlemen. Always a pleasure.
Hey.
I was calling about kind of the hierarchy of legislation on marijuana and how I view it. So right now in most states we're at the worst level, which is basically it's illegal and officers are ruining people's lives over a plant. And the next to worst level I actually put as legalization because of all the reasons that we're talking about. You're taxing, You're going to have ridiculous taxes. Not only that, but people are still going to get busted by the police for marijuana because there will be so many new regulations that if you're running some sort of manufacturing and you do something wrong, then you could still be put in jail for any amount of time for doing something wrong during that manufacturing process.
Sure, or selling marijuana without a license. They'll bust people for that, too.
Exactly. So that's still horrible. The next level I would put as decriminalization because then you're just going to have a fine for whatever reason. So I still see that as better than putting people in jail. Okay, well, sure, you had to pay a fine, but that's better than ruining the rest of your life over a bunch of charges.
Yep, and then I'll give you that. And if you look, before you go on, if you look at Massachusetts, when they did decrim there, they did a possession of up to an ounce is a $100 fine, but they didn't write in the law any mechanism of enforcing that fine. So the people in Massachusetts discovered they could just ignore the ticket and that nothing would happen to them. So the word spread real fast that you didn't actually have to pay the ticket for the marijuana. And I think they still confiscate the pot, but ultimately you don't have to pay the ticket. So in some places, decrim, there's not even really a penalty besides confiscation. Anyway, go ahead.
Which is excellent.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, the best case scenario is like what we're talking about with, you know, it's just a plant. So strike it completely from the books, get rid of it,
yep.
And, you know, do what you will. Throw it in your yard and mow it down if you feel like it.
I'm with you completely.
You know, I get a lot of funny looks whenever I say legalization is the next to worst possibility, but people need to understand what comes along with that. I mean, you're going to have full, I would guarantee you if the entire United States legalized marijuana tomorrow, the following day there would be a brand new branch of the government specifically for governing all those regulations. New teams of police going out to enforce arbitrary laws made up by the state.
And they'll have all the marijuana patents, all the new bud patents.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking here at this bill that is supposed to legalize cannabis. This is a 19-page piece of legislation, and I'm sorry, you don't need that kind of wordage. You just, like you're saying, strike it, and strike the current prohibitions, and then that's it. You're done. There should be less words after.
And you're talking about just in New Hampshire, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. This is just in New Hampshire.
So now imagine putting that on a national scale. How many thousands of pages of legislation are distributors, manufacturers, everybody else?
And the only people who can understand it are lawyers?
Yep.
Exactly. So you're going to have to depend on someone else telling you what is right. And if you get something wrong, your life is at stake.
Yep. It's true. So, straight razor, good analysis. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Ian, in the past when I've argued against legislative solutions for marijuana and legalization and so forth, I've painted a picture of just what Straight Razor was talking about, where you're basically taking you're trading all of the people who are in jail now for possession, mm-hmm. and you're just exchanging a different set of people who've probably got some overlap, of people who didn't pay enough tax on it, and you've still got the same number of people in jail.
No, it won't be the same. It wouldn't be the same.
Well,
I agree with Johnny. It'll be a different. They'll all be criminals, but they'll be a different kind. They'll be like the entrepreneurs, the guy who's growing, you know, 100 acres of weed up in North. The Northlands.
There won't be as many, though, like the actual
number. Yeah, there'll be less of them, and which will make it worse because there's just one out of 1,000. His story will not be as heard as the young 15, all the young 15-year-olds.
I don't know. I mean, the people who are busted for weed are unheard because there's so many of them. If there were fewer people, then maybe it would be heard wider.
Not unless we're talking about the 100 acres, you know.
Look, I'm not defending the idea of that. I'm not defending busting these guys who are going to be growing weed or whatever. And I agree with Straight Razor. They certainly would. The police would focus their resources on this, and it would be a problem. There's no doubt about that.
The real-world example we have now is alcohol, where you don't see the scenario that I laid out before. As far as I know, we don't have a bunch of people in jail for making homegrown moonshine.
They took your stuff.
They did, but I didn't go to jail.
Thank goodness. That's just because they felt like not arresting you, I guess.
They probably were interested in taking that still to their garage, to their basement, and say, "Hey, look at this."
Take it to the police benevolent
association. If we report this guy, this is going to evidence, and none of us are getting it.
No, in my case, the Keene PD was totally above board. They asked me to give them a piece of my still that would render it unusable.
Really?
Yes. And
so they didn't take the whole thing?
No, they didn't.
So you could just go get another piece?
Yes, and that's what I did. But no, what we have in New Hampshire is a state monopoly on alcohol.
That's right, and it's terrible.
The state gets approximately 50% of its gross revenue from their alcohol sales.
Is that true? 50%?
Yeah.
Wow.
What's it like?
Wow.
What's it like? $600 million or something?
No,
last
it's
year?
Not that much.
Yeah, it is. Hold on, let me look.
Really?
It up.
Yeah, check that one out, man.
I think it's pretty huge.
But the jails are not full of alcohol offenders.
That's true. That's true. There's some DUIs, but that's about it.
Right. Yeah. That's a different situation. So what is the evil? What is the danger of having a state monopoly on alcohol? Well, the only thing that really comes to mind is that there's a lot of opportunity cost, and we're denied the fruits of a free market in alcohol.
Yeah, that's true. The argument for the state, I'll go ahead and play devil's advocate here, for the current status quo of the state running alcohol is that, well, the question won't be between what we have now and a free market. The question would be between the state running it exclusively and allowing the marketplace to sell liquor, but still with state controls. In that case, the argument would be, well, if the state isn't the only person or the only group that can sell alcohol, then prices will go up. Because then the state's still going to want to get their tax, and the liquor stores, the privately run liquor stores, are going to need to make profit. So the prices of alcohol will be higher as a result of that. And right now, the state actually brags that it has the lowest prices on alcohol compared to other states.
Yeah, that's often an argument that the state will use for these kind of socialistic programs.
Yeah.
The whole benefits, the efficiency benefits you can get from a one-payer system. But they're all wet. The free market is the best way to lower prices.
So 2013, New Hampshire made sold $603 million worth of liquor.
Sold, but that's not profit.
Correct. And it looks like they sent $132.6 million to the general fund.
Okay, more than I thought then. Okay.
So still big old chunk. This
yeah.
is not something they're going to let their hands
no,
off of.
No, definitely not. I remember I was in one of those hearings that I forget which committee it was, but one of the committees. Anyway, the Alcohol Bureau, what do they call themselves? Department of Liquor Enforcement or something like that. Anyway, they were in there, and I actually suggested in my testimony that they be abolished completely. And one of the state reps came up to me later at the lunch table, because here in New Hampshire, when you're at the state house, if you go into the basement, they have a cafeteria, and that's where all the state reps and the senators eat. So if you just want to sit down at a table with a state rep and talk to them, you can usually do that.
Or do they have babies on the menu?
No, at least not on the public menu.
Okay.
So one of the state reps actually stopped and said, hey, you should have seen the look on the liquor commissioner's face when you advocated that they abolish the entire commission. He said it was priceless. So
you should have seen the look. You saw the looks on their face this morning when you were in the R&B bill,
mm-hmm.
Where you said, hey, look, just get rid of the regulations. Just abolish these regulations and give it back to the people. And the guy's like, well, that's a lot of revenue we're talking about.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, exactly. Revenue that you're paying bureaucrats that maybe you need to, relinquish some of their jobs.
But he didn't necessarily say it was a bad idea.
Nope,
did he?
Didn't. I think he might have been.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Join us.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.